Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and our conversation today is with Dana Brown, Assistant Director of Administration, and Stephen Colo, Chief Information Officer of the U.S. Secret Service. After the Columbine shooting, the Secret Service started the Safe Schools Initiative to investigate school violence. What does this project involve?
Well, let me start out and see how it, tell you how it started. Actually, a couple of years ago, the Secret Service completed an operational study of the behavior and thinking of people who attacked or attempted to attack major national figures or celebrities. And this study was called the Exceptional Case Study. And it redefined how the Secret Service handled their threat assessment methodology. We were very pleased with the results. And in fact, after, I think it was 1998 and through 99, when we saw some parallels in what was happening in our school systems, that we started to take that same analysis approach and look at attacks in schools. And we have been partnered with the Department of Education to study that. It's really interesting because I believe it was we have looked at 37 different attacks. And there are some parallels. Three-quarters of these attacks were planned in advance. They also, the students, communicated what was going to transpire or gave good indication to other students. And if that is the case, if this isn't students that are snapping and if they are communicating with others, then certainly it is our belief that we can prevent these type of attacks. So it's an ongoing study, but I think that it really has some very hopeful results in the end.
I've also learned that the Secret Service announced a partnership with the FBI and South Carolina law enforcement to operate the Computer Crime Center. How's technology changed the way the Secret Service investigate crime?
That's correct. We just recently announced a partnership with the FBI in South Carolina and what they call the, I believe it's the State Law Enforcement Division, or SLED, to put a center in South Carolina. It'll be manned by the three different law enforcement entities, and they're going to put a, I think it's about $2.5 million forensic lab in South Carolina. And I think what this partnership does, especially for local police, it assists because many local police departments don't get a lot of maybe intrusion cases, computer cases, and so they might not have the expertise. So this allows us to assist them and improve the training and the forensics that they do on these cases. So it's we believe this is going to be very successful, and we have been doing similar type of partnerships throughout the United States to really rave reviews.
And speaking of partnerships, the Secret Service partnered with other law enforcement agencies to solve some high-profile computer crimes this year. What's the Secret Service doing now to fight electronic crime?
Well, as you can imagine, electronic crime is an evolving crime. What we have in place is electronic crime special agent program. It's well over 100 agents now that have been very well trained in computer forensics, so that they have the ability to access computers, identify information on the computers that could be used to identify the individuals that took part in the crime. Also, we've gone to, as Steve just mentioned a few minutes ago, a task force approach in many areas. Our New York Crimes Electronic Task Force is one of the unique task forces in the country. It's a partnership among many law enforcement agencies, federal, local, and state, as well as the industry. Also, we've now taken, as I said earlier, a global approach to this matter. And these issues having to do with computer crimes, electronic crimes, is, again, that the individual that's accessing your computer could be anywhere in the world. So it's changed the whole perspective on how we do business. And the effort now is to attack the problem, you know, globally as opposed to parochially.
Yeah, and I want to follow up on the New York Electronic Crime Task Force, because truly this is probably one of the most unique partnerships in this country in law enforcement. It is approximately 45 law enforcement agencies to include things like the Federal Trade Commission. It's not just what you would think as law enforcement, just, you know, what would be the Secret Service and NYPD, the FBI. You have the FTC, Customs, the Postal Inspectors, but more important is the business partners that we have. 75 different corporations to include places like Intel, the Bank of New York, Lucent Technologies, it goes on and on, Fortune 500 companies. And they have gotten together to look at electronic crimes and assist in how we approach this. Because the passing of information has been a big problem when it comes to electronic crimes, because a lot of companies don't feel comfortable passing that information to federal agencies and even local agencies. This partnership really works both ways, and it has solved some tremendously important cases.
Relatedly, credit card theft and fraud have increased significantly in the past decade. What advice do you have for our listeners with credit cards?
Well, generally speaking, it's best to protect the information as best you can. Also, to be careful with anything that would relate to your identification that might make it easy for people to take identification and create counterfeit credit cards or otherwise obtain information that might be used to generate a credit card in your name. Also, we do work with the industry to a great extent to identify best practices and to make those public as best we can. We aggressively pursue all the cases that we can. And generally speaking, we just have promoted a public information program to make that known to the public in general that there are issues that they need to be concerned about with all types of information, not just credit cards.
Yeah, I think that one of the big issues that we really want to emphasize is the issue of social engineering. I mean, there are a lot of really smart criminals out there that have really good technical expertise, but generally, especially when it comes to things like credit card fraud, they need to get some information from individuals. And oftentimes you may get a call from someone posing as the bank or a credit card company, and they say things like, we just sent you out a credit card, or maybe something was stolen from the mail, and so we're just going to give you some information, and you need to just give us back, you know, to make sure that's true. And they solicit PIN numbers from people. And all of a sudden, the person finds out that his bank account has a zero balance. So you have to be very, very skeptical about anyone asking you that type of information over the telephone.
And we also know that counterfeiting of our currency has risen in the last decade with the help of technology. How does the Secret Service help us recognize and protect us from that?
Well, I'll just add one thing before I turn it over to Dana. Actually, it has not risen. We have actually been very successful of recent years. We had approximately $40 million pass last year, and in the government, you have performance matrix that you must hopefully meet. And I believe that what we had anticipated and what we had successfully accomplished was a 12% reduction under what we had expected. So we were very pleased, especially in a campaign year, to see that type of reduction.
Probably the one thing that really has changed, though, is how counterfeit is produced. It's no longer the mainstream approach to what people might have some recollection of, whether it's a printing press involved. Much of it can be done now through computer generation or through photocopying processes. And to work against those issues, we're working with the industry significantly to try to identify where they can be of assistance in helping us to modify the equipment or put into place practices and approaches and awareness that these computers and photocopiers can be used for illegitimate purposes to produce counterfeit currency.
Okay, well, it's time for a break. We'll be back with more of the Business of Government Hour in just a few minutes.